The Me Too movement is changing the conversation about sexual violence. For some women, it's been empowering, but also a painful reminder of buried trauma. And for some men, it's been a realization that they want to do more to change the status quo. One victim advocacy group in Wyoming wants to help men make that change by giving them better tools. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has more.
Safe Project in Laramie is a cluster of beige buildings in a mostly residential neighborhood. Livy Garish answers the door. She's worked here for the past year as a victim advocate. She tells me that historically, there haven't been a lot of programs that reach out to men.
But it's kind of a up-and-coming buzz right now is engaging men in the work in gender-based violence.
And it's a buzz Garish wants to be a part of. So she developed the Safe Men program as an experiment. It takes 10 different men from the community and puts them through an intensive training over 12 months.
We're trying to have them be basically gender-based violence almost experts in a whole year, which of course we're not going to accomplish.
But they're going to give it a shot, although she's quick to point out the program is spread over a year for a reason.
If you were to condense this into 2 weeks, that would be a very depressing 2 weeks, and I don't think it would be really enough time to process that.
And there's a lot to cover. Garish says after an initial meet and greet, they soon get down to the stark realities.
We're going to be talking about sexual assault. We're going to be talking about stalking, child abuse, community organizing, basically everything that falls under the umbrella of gender-based violence.
I know there's a problem.
That's Jason Savari. When he heard about the program, he jumped at the chance of getting involved.
How do I address it? How do I become active against the problem, if that makes sense? And I didn't have many answers to that.
He says so far the program has been eye-opening.
I think I thought I knew a lot. You know, there's a whole lot of documentaries available on Netflix and things like that. And so there's a lot of information out there that I would try to absorb and kind of be involved with.
Still, he says there wasn't really a space where he could talk about these things with other men. And that's a huge part of the idea behind the project, to create that space.
If it feels like a stupid question or something that you feel uncomfortable asking, that's okay because that gets the conversation going.
Uncomfortable questions like, why does someone experiencing domestic violence stay with their abuser? Or what are the nuances of consent? The project looked for men from all kinds of backgrounds. Savari is an academic advisor at the University of Wyoming. There's also a teacher in the group, a business owner, a therapist, someone in the medical field, and a police officer, Detective Sergeant Ton Smith.
Dealing with gender-based violence more frequently than most people, I had a lot to bring to the table.
Smith is coming up on his 15-year anniversary with the Laramie Police Department. He says a lot of his caseload involves sexual assault. And something he's noticed lately, more victims coming forward to report.
So it's not that we're seeing that it's happening more often. I think that that has remained the same. I think what has changed is that people have become more empowered and have found the courage to come forward and report.
Smith says he wants to keep that momentum up. Like Savari, he's learned a lot in the program. For one thing, the program covers how frequently people in our communities misunderstand sexual violence.
We realize that society has really relaxed views on what constitutes sexual assault and domestic violence.
But he's still optimistic, and so is Livy Garish. She says once you learn and get involved with sexual violence prevention, it's like flipping a light switch.
And sometimes that light switch is hard to turn off. It's something that you're always going to be aware of and something that you're always going to want to do more and know more about. And I think based on the men in our program this year, I can definitely see that being the case for them.
And for the next batch of male volunteers. The organization turned away 50 applicants for this round. Bagheera says this won't be the only time they offer the Safe Men program, just the first of many. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.